USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady is retiring from the NFL. ESPN broke the news, citing multiple anonymous sources. Brady leaves the league with an unprecedented 7 Super Bowl rings. Widely considered the greatest quarterback in NFL history, Brady leaves the sport with more yards passing and touchdown throws than any quarterback in NFL history. Brady's legacy will be marked by his longevity and big game performances. He's the only player to be the Super Bowl MVP 5 times and has been named the league's top regular season player 3 times. This announcement comes just days after Brady completed his second campaign with the Buccaneers, as the defending Super Bowl champions fell to the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC semifinals. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A massive blizzard is hitting the Northeast, causing power outages in the region and forcing cancellations of thousands of flights. The storm pummeled New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, where snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour are being recorded. Tens of millions of people are under winter weather alerts, stretching from the mid-Atlantic to New England. Wind gusts are reported up to 40 miles per hour, but they're expecting more along the coast. If you're in the blizzard and you need to leave home, cleanup crews are warning people to watch out. This snowplow driver explains.
It's tough to see if you're pulling out of your driveway trying to get a head start just to get out. Plows are coming down and we can't see out of our windows that great. So we have guys in the truck there watching out the windows on the side, but still it's very dangerous. If a plow hits you, you know, a 5-ton truck hits you, you know, it's not a good thing. So just be careful.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As the one-year anniversary of the Myanmar coup nears, UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is urging the international community to pressure the country to return to civilian rule. She said, "It is time for urgent renewed effort to restore human rights and democracy in Myanmar and ensure the perpetrators of systemic human rights violations and abuses are held to account." She added that the military's effort to crush dissent has led to the killing of at least 1,500 people. The UN Human Rights Office is also documenting daily human rights violations. Around 12,000 people have been arbitrarily detained for peaceful protesting. Most remain in custody. At least 290 people have died in detention, many of them likely due to torture, according to the United Nations. The UN office has also documented village burnings, including places of worship and medical clinics. Also, mass arrests, summary executions, and use of torture. Bachelet added that the current human rights crisis was built upon the impunity with which the military leadership perpetrated. The campaign of violence resulted in gross human rights violations, she said, against the Rohingya communities of Myanmar. The COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated the crisis from the coup, with projections that nearly half the population of 54 million may be driven into poverty this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.